It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Reinforcement fire crews have arrived in Glenwood Canyon, hoping to gain some ground against the Grizzly Creek wildfire. Firefighting conditions may be improving there. The wind was calmer Monday, and the fire has moved to higher terrain. Information Officer Brian Scott says that means it's been less active.
It's just running out of the large conifer fuels and getting up on top where there's more smaller brush and grasses. And so those fuels will carry the fire slower and allow our firefighters to make better progress.
The Grizzly Creek fire has burned more than 25,000 acres. Near Fraser and Winter Park, the Williams Fork fire is burning near some important resources. Fire official Brad Johnson listed what's being threatened by the flames.
All the infrastructure that's in place down here, the Henderson Mine, the power utility poles, the infrastructure with the natural gas company.
Investigators have ruled out lightning as a cause of that fire. The exact source is unknown, but officials say the Williams Fork fire is human-caused. Other big fires are still burning near Grand Junction and west of Fort Collins. Details on those fires and the ongoing firefighting effort is at CPR.org. Governor Polis has reshaped the panel set to decide how Colorado tackles climate change. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The announcement came in Friday evening. Polis replaced three members of the Air Quality Control Commission, which will decide rules to enforce Colorado's climate goals, like a 50% reduction by 2030. That's compared to 2005 levels. Auden Schendler manages sustainability for the Aspen Skiing Company. He was disappointed to learn that he would not be reappointed to the Citizen Commission.
Granted, I'm a climate hawk. With me on that board, it was going to be hard to even obey the law.
Three out of the four newly appointed or reappointed commissioners has done work connected to the fossil fuel industry. Still, Polis says he's confident they'll make sure Colorado continues to lead on climate and clean air. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Starting today, drivers on C-470 through the South Metro area have to pay to use the newly finished toll lane. Prices range from 65 cents to just over $7, depending on the time of day and whether the driver has an express toll pass. This is CPR News.